Andre Rieu and the Johann Strauss Orchestra, and for very good reason here this afternoon, we are about to take you to the Scotiabank Arena backstage behind the scenes in the sold-out concert from last night. My name is Mark Wigmore here on a Monday. It's the Oasis on the New Classical FM, our look at arts and culture. Andre Rieu is quite simply a musical phenomenon. The Dutch violinist and music director of the Johann Strauss Orchestra is ubiquitous. The ensemble has sold 40 million CDs and DVDs over the decades and can boast 30 albums and singles landing at number one on classical charts worldwide. The Johann Strauss Orchestra is the largest private orchestra on earth, with 60-plus members, a traveling crew, singers, and soloists. If you've seen the public TV specials or the HD performances in the movie theaters, you know what I'm talking about. Rieu and his team put on a spectacular stage experience and fill stadiums and arenas on every continent. The orchestra has received over 480 platinum awards, 3 classical Brit awards for Album of the Year, and billions of YouTube views and streams. In recent years, the orchestra has released new recordings, including Happy Together, Jolly Holiday, and Happy Days. And while the pandemic lockdowns grounded Andre Rieu and company for several years, the ensemble returned to perform its legendary Maastricht concert series back in the summer. So that takes us to last night. Andre Rieu and the Johann Strauss Orchestra performing to a capacity audience in Toronto's Scotiabank Arena. 20,000 classical music and waltz fans taking in the spectacle. Now, I was asked to meet Andre backstage as the performance concluded. This was very strange, I have to say. The idea was, okay, get there, set up your microphones, and the minute that the standing ovation is happening as he's walking off stage, you're supposed to start the interview. And so this was just right to it, right off stage. And so this is what happened. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
It's incredible to do an interview as soon as you've walked off stage. So
no, it's okay.
Andre Rieu, welcome to Toronto.
Thank you.
Great to see you here.
Again.
I work at Classical FM,
yeah,
which is our main classical station in Canada. And so I play your music all day, every day. I say your name all the time. What's your history with Canada? What's your history with Toronto?
So I remember we came to the Roger Center here, the Schönbrunn Castle.
Big room.
The copy, yeah. And that was the beginning of the tour, was the Schönbrunn Castle, and then we went all over the world. But here in the Roger Center was the first.
Yeah.
Canada and the U.S., it's different.
Right.
Yeah. Especially the, now we have 4 concerts, 2 French and 2 English. And we really all said to each other, it's as if we are in Europe again. Canada, it's a nice country. I love Canada. And I don't say it because you are from Canada.
Right. Let me ask you this. You know, we were very fortunate to take about 60 Classical FM listeners to Vienna this year. We went to see the Johann Strauss apartment and obviously the statue, as we just saw on your screen.
Next month we play in Vienna.
Right.
So you should bring them.
And you've picked up that legacy in a massive way for a modern audience. And so talk to me about that legacy and what you wanted to do to bring it forward into where we are right now,
you know,
in 2023.
My father was a conductor. So the classical music, I was 3 that I for the first time saw really a concert. And I saw all these boats going up and down. It made such an impression on me. And I remember that I wanted that. And that sound of the strings and that classical sound, it's in my blood. That sound impressed me as a little boy, and that is in my blood, and I want to bring that all over the world, because that is the most beautiful sound, the classical music sound. But I'm born on a Sunday, and my parents were very, you know, only classical music. But for me, it's wider, and for me, good music is music that touches my heart, whatever it is.
So the interview goes on,
But unfortunately, our recorder stopped working. Panic after, and I spoke to his team, and they said, okay, well, we can't record again. He had already been whisked off to his hotel with driver, and they said, how about a phone call tomorrow? We planned on a phone call right now, in fact, with Andre, but they said, no, we can't do that. We can do it in person, though, and we're at the Marriott, one of the hotels downtown. So I just zipped off on my bicycle about an hour ago and sat down with Andre Villa once again, and we put together the second part of this interview, if you can believe that. So here I am with Andre Villa in a hotel just moments ago. This is part two of our conversation. You know, we live in difficult times in the world right now, and you bring this joy to the world everywhere you go. And I play classical music on the radio for a living. You tour the globe with the orchestra. How do you see your role in people's lives with this music? Because I think it's a great relief to people. It's a great comfort to people. I mean, where do you see it in 2023?
So with this question, you try to describe me as a sort of Jesus traveling the world, but that's not the case. I am like that. I am. Ask my people. I am good for my people. I think I want to live in harmony, and that's what I try to bring over to the audience, harmony.
And but people have more anxieties than they used to in your audience. The world has changed since you started doing this. And so in a way, I see your role as more important now.
That could be. When I tell you how many letters and emails I get from people who are really, really helped by my music, then I can tell you that gives me a very proud feeling.
If you are just joining us, The Oasis, the new classical FM, and we've been at the Scotiabank Arena in downtown Toronto. Andre Villa and his Johann Strauss Orchestra just completed a beautiful concert for about 20,000 fans. By the way, we put a montage together of about 20 different people saying your last name, and everybody says it just a little differently.
Yeah.
What do you prefer?
So it's Rieu, it's French.
That's what we had French people get in touch that it's definitely Rieu.
Yeah, it's Rieu. Yeah.
But there's a lot of Rieus out there.
Yeah, of course. And then Texas, woo.
Your concerts are so elaborate, and it can be stadiums, it can be outdoor settings, it can be arenas. You've built this orchestra over the years. I mean, how did you get comfortable with playing in front of more and more and more and more people over the decades?
I don't know. It doesn't change my attitude to the audience, if it's more or less. I started with a small orchestra, and I always try to make a success out of it.
Right.
Even when I played for a wedding, and that doesn't matter if you are 20,000 or 1,000 people.
That doesn't change. You don't walk out onto that stage and see, you know, 60, 80, 100,000 people and go, okay, this is a big one.
No. To be honest, no. I'm nervous always. If it's 100,000 or 1,000, it's the same.
Right.
I don't play for 1,000 because then I cannot pay the people.
That's
nobody
right.
pays me, so I have to play in big arenas.
I mean, we're here at the hotel right now. I've watched your staff slowly file out of these doors. It is a large group. Is that pressure to think about those livelihoods, to think about keeping this machine going for them?
No, it's no pressure. It's a responsibility, certainly. When we are in the airport, I see this endless
three buses or
four. So it's a responsibility, and I can tell you when tomorrow the plane landed in Europe, I'm relieved.
Yeah.
But it's not a pressure. It's not a weight on my shoulder. That's my way of life. I always wanted it.
Thank you so much.
Nobody's going to be able to build this again. I think the times have changed. You have built something very specific, and it's a beautiful legacy. It's built off the legacy of Johann Strauss. Would you like to see it continue long past your days, or is this something that should end with Andre Villa?
Oh, no. Everybody can do it. But first I want to say I started it small.
Right.
A lot of people ask me, how can I do this? And then I say always start small.
Right.
And try the first thing, and then it can grow. My aim is not to make it bigger and bigger. And I'm satisfied. I'm traveling with 120 people around the world, so
right.
it's okay.
Right.
So, and your question. I'm 73. Next week I'm going to be 74. and I'm going to be 140, so I'm halfway.
We're well into 2100. We loved Happy Together in 2021. For me personally, it was a sign that we might all be together again. It felt like that was a special one for this group because there had been all these cancellations, tours had been postponed. So that was a nice sign of life at that point.
Exactly. That was also why we chose Happy Together again, because I remember very well the moment that our prime minister said, okay, 50 people can come again. And so I immediately phoned my orchestra. Tomorrow we start. And there were a lot of tears. And it was...
Was everybody actually able to be together for those recordings?
Yeah. They were all waiting.
Yeah.
And I really apped everybody personally, tomorrow we start. And they were so glad. And they were there. And it was as if we... Because it took 2 years. So it was as if we were never separated. But we went on.
I think we're going to play something from it in just a moment here. I have to say one of the surprising elements of the concert was just how contemporary it was. It feels like you've looked a lot to musical theater, you've looked to gospel, you've looked to all these different elements, and people, I think, arrive expecting the boleros, not to mention one of the best boleros going in the world right now, obviously the Blue Danube, but I think you surprise people with these tours.
Yeah, I like to, I like to build the programs. And I think over the years, I know exactly how to build. You cannot start with the bolero or start with the radetzky. It's like sex, You have to build it up. And
right.
Then after 2 hours, it's the explosion.
Well, you're telling me. You explain it.
No, but I know exactly how to build the audience and make them warm to ask for more encores.
Yeah, and nice to have this gospel group with you. Is that tours with the whole year?
Well, yeah.
It's a huge group. Backstage last night reminded me of being backstage at the ballet or the opera. There's show business. Everybody's in their costumes and everybody's going on with their lives and thinking about the next city. And it was fascinating to be there with you. And what can we expect next? Is there a record? Is there a DVD? What are we thinking?
Yeah, we are working. It's on the market now Friday, I think. Jewels of Romance.
I love it. That sounds like Andre
Rieu.
Really
beautiful CD, really. We had a lot of fun making it, and it's really sit down and relax. And now, when we come home in October, we are going to make a new CD.
It is such a pleasure to be with you, and thank you for making a little extra time for us here today. We play your music each and every day, all the time. I say your name 20 times a day, so thank you.
So please pronounce my name.
Andre Rieu.
Yeah, very good. It was a pleasure. Thank you.
The King of Romance, the King of Waltz, making the Toronto stop last night in front of 20,000 fans, about six encores or so, O Canada, towards the end. It was quite the spectacle and a real pleasure to speak with Andre Rieu twice over the last 12 hours or so. And so let's listen. Let's get back to the Happy Together recording from 2021. This is Valencia here on the New Classical FM.